Hi, this is Pat Gohn, host of the Among Women podcast, and this is another coffee break, a short moment of sharing from my recent conversation with Mary Lou Rosine, author of Catholic Family Boot Camp. I love materials that are born of experience and real life in families,
Oh, yeah.
Not pie in the sky, real life.
Yes.
And you know what? That's what the virtues are all about. It's how God enables us to live out the real life in the real world with the ups and downs that come to us.
Definitely. I think that he puts those experiences in our place so that we grow from them. One of the chapters in the book, one of the days in the book, was based on just a realization I had during Mass one day that my daughter with Asperger's was not an appendix. There's no appendix in the body of Christ. Everybody has a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it was easy for me to get distracted by her bad behavior, by her meltdowns, her tantrums, her rigid way of looking at the world. And I kind of lost sight in the middle of all that God has a purpose for her life too. And it's really not up to me to decide what that purpose is. It's really up between her and God. It's up to me to pay attention and see the signs and bring her a positive influence to her life and pull her along in whatever she's good at and really nurture that and help it grow.
Mm-hmm.
It's so easy when someone's annoying us to just kind of think of them as an appendix and think that they're less important somehow. You know, have you ever looked around a room of people and judgments are going through your head? You know, this one's so heavy, they must not care about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Or this one talks so much, she must like the sound of her own voice. That would be talking about me, of course. and other things like that. We don't even realize we're making all these judgments. And a young friend of mine, very young, 13, said once that she looks at everybody and reminds herself that Christ loves them as much as he loves her, and it keeps her humble. And I thought, what a brilliant observation when we start falling into that place where we're judging or not nurturing or whatever it happens to be,
mm-hmm.
falling into our own vices, to really develop humility and look around and say, well, God loves that person just as much
right.
as he loves me.
Right.
You know, it's a huge thought.
This has been a Coffee Break Among Women. To hear the rest of this conversation, look for Among Women episode 125, or find us on iTunes or SQPN, or go to AmongWomenPodcast.com.